From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, March 17th, 2009. Every week, Directions brings you the very latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This week, we explore a new model for the geospatial technology providers in our industry, and perhaps a changing paradigm in GIS. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
Adina, in our day-to-day heads-down approach, we don't often look up from our jobs to see what's going around out there. And I am trying to put a new structure, a new thought process, or maybe even a new paradigm on what we see going on out there. And it doesn't just involve some of the companies we typically find out there. And I'm speaking of the normal players, ESRI, Intergraph, Autodesk. What I see going on out there is something radically different than maybe a lot of our readers don't necessarily know about. And it's people coming into the geospatial technology arena from a variety of touch points. It could be services. It could be as a systems integrator. It could be having a very niche product such as a data warehouse appliance. These are companies who are developing solutions and products that we may not necessarily be aware of. Moreover, what I'm also seeing are players on the other side of the world who have such large organizations that are perhaps doing things like data quality and assurance. These are companies that may be having, that are big in outsourcing. And I'm talking of companies like Infotech and Ralta and Spec and Avinion, solution providers that are now getting more and more into the geospatial arena because they have developed the expertise in this area by doing all of this outsourcing work, and are now coming into the market, coming into the U.S. market and even the European market, because they've got this expertise, they've taken advantage of their global growth. And again, companies in India have experienced an incredible amount of growth and are now entering more of a solutions arena, not just the data quality. So what I see out there is perhaps a new structure, not just the typical web client server, but truly a different paradigm, perhaps a different continuum along which we find a variety of players entering this market. And I think that there is a changing paradigm going on out there that we need to be aware of and we need to watch a little bit more closely as we follow the news and the application development from these companies, because I think there's going to be a lot more coming out there. What are you seeing? What do you think is happening out here in this new space?
Well, I think I have to agree with you. There is an awful lot going on from what I guess we would describe as sort of non-traditional or new players into our space. For listeners who have access to the web, they can take a look at the map that you basically drew as sort of a starting point for our conversation. And for those who are listening without the aid of visual tools, let me start you off with just basically a plus sign. And on the horizontal axis, at one end is data services, at the other is system integrators. At the top is products, and at the bottom is solutions. And what Joe has done is located companies within the four quadrants made up by this plus sign. And in the top right-hand corner are the more familiar names from Geospatial, ESRI, Autodesk, Intergraph, Microsoft, Oracle, IBM. On the left-hand side are players like Google, Netezza, Metacarta, MapInfo, Safe. Bottom left are Infotech and Rolto, who you just talked about a little bit. And over on the bottom right are the CH2M Hills and the IDV Solutions, Harris, Lockheed, the big players who serve the government and defense industries. Now, what interests me at the outset is this distinction between product and solution. And GIS has certainly evolved from a sort of a model of the box pusher model, where a lot of technology companies began, I mean, the classic in my world is the AutoCAD reseller, right? That was a whole business model. It's changing quite a bit now. GIS has a similar model. I think that's fundamentally changing as well as we move into these solution providers. And a box of software isn't where the money is right now.
Yeah, there's no question that a lot of it is going to be solution-driven. And I'm glad you mentioned the systems integrators, because a lot of that was driven, I think, by defense money that came down the path during the Bush administration, where they needed geospatial technology integrated with a lot of homeland security initiatives. And so I think all of these defense contractors all of a sudden came out of the woodwork and go, hey, this great mapping tool can be used, and oh, by the way, Google Earth is really cool, and let's integrate it with this. And all of a sudden you had more players, some of which you never heard of, and I mentioned one, NJVC, again, a defense contractor who I had never seen before until they showed up at the GEOINT conference. And then there were a variety of these other large defense contractors, Harris being another one, that and CH2M Hill, that are standing up very large geospatial organizations with a great deal of expertise, now not trying just to get into the defense business, but also the local government and state government solutions as well. And I think they're just trying to find more business. Now, on the other side of that spectrum, again, the service providers, the people who are doing data quality, Infotech and Ralta and Spec and Avinion, now realize that they've got this tremendous group of expertise and people who have been working with their heads down and doing nothing but GIS Q&A, but find that they can use those same people in developing true solutions that will build upon that expertise. And that's changing the dynamics out there such that there's now some fuzziness. Do I go with an Infotech, or do I call on Esri to implement whatever solution I need?
One of the things that's changed, I think, over the past 5 to 15 years is, again, that move from sort of a product-centric to a solution-centric vision for technology in general and geospatial technology in particular. And what I'm reminded of is my local reseller here in Cambridge, back when I started in the field, once told me a story that once upon a time, he sold both AutoCAD and MicroStation. And then not too long after, a couple years, decided, I got to pick one. And his logic went this way. If I sell both products, whenever anybody comes into my shop, which at that time he actually had a shop and you could show stuff off, now of course we buy everything on the internet, I would have to spend an inordinate amount of time helping them figure out which one was the best. And it cost me a fortune. So far better for me to pick one, get the expertise in that, and say, this is the answer I sell. If this doesn't work for you, then you need to go elsewhere. Now, what I want to highlight is how the technology has changed such that all the players that are in the solution space have really been forced to open up and become aware of all of the different technologies, but they're not learning the boxes of software so much as they're learning what? The APIs. And that's really what they're selling, is that expertise of literally plugging together, integrating the technologies. And that's a very different skill set, to my knowledge, than it was to train someone on a desktop piece of software, perhaps do a little bit of customization. This is a different animal that we're selling.
Well, that's a good point, too, because one of the catchphrases here I found in doing the research on some of these company websites is they're talking about enterprise collaboration. And what you just mentioned about the APIs, I think, is a salient point, because what these companies are bringing to the table is, well, I know all the APIs. I'm going to build you a solution that will help you collaborate better. We're all going to talk about efficiency here. And they probably do have the expertise. And so rather than going to the product shop to get that implementation, I'm going to go to a guy who is very well-versed in putting these components together and building me the solution that's very specific to what I need.
I think that's very well said. And I think what that maybe is suggesting is that those who are really, in essence, product providers, developers, those who make the technology, the Metacartas and the ESRIs and the map infos, their role perhaps as integrators is going to lessen, even as these system integrators and, as you suggest, some of the data services companies are going to take up more and more of that kind of work. The other big difference there is, and I find this more and more as I read about system integration of GIS, the people who are doing that more and more are not geospatial people. They're system integrators, they're technologists, they're database programmers. They don't have that geospatial background that those typically involved in GIS have, which again opens up this market to a whole nother set of individuals, a whole new set of people to enter the workforce.
So that brings up the interesting point, which I think we have to raise, which is what's the entry point for these companies? We mentioned that they may have a particular expertise in API and solution development, but some of these other companies bring very, very specific products that say, well, and we've done webinars, you know, with a company like Netezza, hey, I'm going to speed up your database processes, and we handle spatial data. And so that's a very unique entry point into the market. The other entry point, which we really haven't touched on, is the visualization platform. Somebody may say, I really want an open source solution. You know, that map server looks pretty cool. I think that my guys can go off in the back and develop that myself. Or you may have somebody say, hey, look, Virtual Earth is really for me. That's my entry point. I want to build a dashboard based on Virtual Earth. Again, going back to some of the things that IDV Solutions builds with Virtual Earth and SharePoint, now, there's various entry points. Now, it's not just somebody saying, I want a GIS, I'm going to go off to a solution provider.
It's almost not fair to think of a Microsoft or a Google or an ESRI as just providing a visualization front end for a back end that may include a whole pile of technologies behind it, because that's, in some sense, such a small part of what they do. But in fact, that's where they're playing. And I think we're going to see more of those sort of visual, especially as we move into 3D. The tools of 3D, the client part of it, still evolving. And I think we're going to see new players coming in just because they have that 3D visualization.
But I think what also it kind of presents a real problem, a real challenge for companies who see the value of location-based information and technology. Who am I going to get to come in and tell me that they can build a solution? And to me, I think it opens up the door for some of the larger SIs, and I'm thinking Accenture and Bearing Point and those guys, to get in, which we haven't really seen very much of. I think I've seen Accenture at one conference in the last couple of years. And I'm just wondering if, again, we're kind of going up the value chain here and in the solution provider value chain. So that an Accenture is the guy I'm going to go to. Hey, just go off and handle it.
I think things really are heading that way. Just the fact that we're having companies like, again, let's go back to Netezza. I mean, that's they've been around for a while. They've been successful. And now they've got to educate this new market that they're another layer potentially in the technology stack, which is providing a solution that has some component that's geospatial in it. Now, the other half of that question then is, how does an end user organization figure out, well, they need to figure out a couple of things. Which technologies are they really wedded to, that they feel very strongly about? And then which integrator or solution provider is going to be able to do the job for them? So we're sort of back to that same question. Do you go to a particular provider because they have expertise in a particular platform? Do you go to ESRI because they know the ESRI platform the best? Or do you go to a system integrator like Harris or Lockheed or CH2M Hill and say, here's the problem, tell me which technologies are going to work for me? Those questions are getting harder and harder literally every day.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that it's going to get challenging out there as more and more enterprises try to adopt location technology, and even for those people who have already invested quite a bit over the last 20 years in geospatial technology, they may be beginning to ask the question, do I stay with my solution provider or my GIS provider, or do I go off and say, you know what, I've got to integrate this more into my enterprise. It just can't stay in the back room anymore. I've invested too much. Perhaps I need to go to an enterprise solution provider to get me the tools to integrate this into the wider enterprise. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that the 2009 ESRI Health GIS Conference will take place September the 21st to the 23rd in Nashville, Tennessee. Be a part of the conference by submitting an abstract to share your success with GIS and discuss best practices with others for health and Human Services organizations. The deadline to submit an abstract is May the 8th. For more information, please visit www.esri.com/healthGIS. That's HEALTHGIS. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.